for the second time in a row doing a podcast, I am sick.
You weren't sick last time.
Yeah, I was.
No.
I was.
I don't remember that. Wasn't it like another time?
No, it was the last podcast we did where we just came back. And I said, how the hell did the Walfers get back in the room?
Huh.
I remember these things.
I don't.
You don't.
But hey, we're back. Wow. It's March 1, the end of Black History Month. But we did not stop being black, so we're still going to talk about Black History Month and black people things.
Because I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all.
But, so, this topic that we're talking about today kind of came up because of a series of videos that we saw recently, music videos. And we thought we really want to dive into the whole notion of hip-hop is dead, and the fact that it's not dead, and the fact that hip-hop at its core has a message for black empowerment and black upliftment that seems to get lost these days.
Yeah.
You know, with all the mumble rappers and whatever, people believe that, oh yeah, hip-hop is dead and, you know, hip-hop is trash, but it's really not.
And believe it or not, we actually had a hard time picking artists to make this not super long and just get straight to the point. So there's a lot out there. You just need to find it.
Seriously, like, we had to be spending at least half an hour narrowing down who we would talk about. Yeah. And still, honestly, we might turn this into a part one, part two.
Because there's just so much we have to unravel.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I am not a hip-hop connoisseur. All right.
I wouldn't say I'm like a super hip hop head either, but I listen to it
way more than I do.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. That so, much I know. I mean, I do love and appreciate the genre and the music, and, you know, I would say slightly more than the average, but not like super fan tactics.
More than your brother, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, everybody's more than my brother. We love you, Steven. but yeah. So, we're going to talk about, you know, some songs in particular, but we'll tell you why we decided to do this in the first place.
Indeed. So, like, it was like one night we were just relaxing and, normally.
Should I know what Max and relaxing all cool?
Wow. And, sorry. We just talked about random things, and then what I always seem to do before I go to my bed is find something I want to watch, listen to, or whatever the case may be. And it was a new song by Royce da 5'9" called Tricked. Listened to it, and we were just like
blown away.
And we weren't ready to hear any of that. It was way too late at night to be listening to that.
And I told him, guys, because I know Royce. I know he gets deep. Crooked is in the song. I'm like, babe, you cannot do this late at night. He refused to listen.
Yeah, too many bars went over my head.
We were just like, yo, we have to talk about this. Yeah, this is crazy.
That's how it kind of spurred this whole entire, like, first it was supposed to be just a song, and then it turned into an entire, like, empowerment / awareness topic. So I don't even know how we got there, but we made it. And here we are now.
We made it. Yeah.
So, like, I'm drawing a blank. I just brain farted. I'm sorry.
I can't stand you. But anyway, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to insert some of the parts of the song that, like, really blew us away. Yeah. And we're going to just talk about, you know, in general, the fact that hip-hop is so powerful and, like, for me, it motivates me every day. Like, there are certain songs that I listen to often, and it just kind of reminds me why I do the things I do and who I am as a black woman growing up. Well, not growing up. I'm an adult. As a black woman living in North America now, having grown up in Jamaica, where it's a whole different experience being black. Being black is the norm there. Being black is, you don't need to be empowered to be black in Jamaica. Not to say that we don't have our own issues with race, which is intertwined with class. But in North America, your blackness is like I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just you cannot escape.
You're not necessarily just black. You're like Jamaican black, African black, Bayesian black, Trinidad black. Like it's
immigrant
not,
black. Yeah, like born and raised black. Yeah, and it's just in your face all the time.
Yeah.
And when I said escape, I don't mean like I want to escape it, but it's just too much. It's
culture shocking.
Yeah, it makes you hyper aware of everything.
Yeah.
And it makes you question everything about who you are as a person. So I remind myself of who I am with hip hop music a lot. And reggae too, but that's for another day. So so here is a part of Tricked that we wanna talk about.
We've been tricked. Trick is a trick. My nigga is a trick. Trick in the thinking we need them to exist. Trick in the thinking that my sister is a bitch. Thinking I can kiss these random bitches on the lips. Thinking that my health is not an issue till I'm sick. Forever having issues with my brother, that's a trick. Because we Crips and Bloods, we kill each other, that's a trick.
Baby, you want to go first? Because...
Okay, so... So... I can do like a quick, I have the lyrics in front of me now. Hold on. So yeah. So just going into like the beginning of the verse, tricked into thinking we need them to exist. Tricked into thinking that my sister is a bitch. Thinking that I can kiss these random bitches on the lips. So I feel with that alone already tells you like we as black people need to stop using derogatory terms with our own because we're not the words that we were called back then.
Which is controversial in itself because for me, sometimes the N-word has a place. And I think it's controversial, but sometimes it does. Because if we look at it this way, the people that this music is reaching, right? The communities they grow up in, the life they live, that's their reality. That's how they already refer to each other. And I'm not saying that we should reinforce that. But sometimes if you want somebody to listen to you, you have to come at them in their language. That's one instance where I support the use of it in hip-hop.
In all honesty, like even in this landscape, in this day and age, when we use the word, there's rules and restrictions to it. That much we all know. And there's a context in which you use it in, depending on if it's negative or positive. Now,
if I were gonna say it just now, honestly,
I don't want to get no problems. But you see, like the way I find black people when they use the word, they don't add the ER in the end, you know, where mm-hmm. it's more authoritative,
mm-hmm.
more hostile,
mm-hmm.
like you're trying to belittle me. Instead, of we shortened it out and put an A at the end. Where it's more about to where now where we shortened it to our own positive way. And it has a meaning of like brotherhood and, you know, we took a word that they made fun of us with and we turned it into something to empower us.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things I don't mind it and I don't have an issue with it. I say it myself. So the only restrictions that I have with it is like just people outside of being black using that word, because all you've really done now is you bought into the system that the government put in place. They're giving guns to the people who feel like they have to have some kind of street cred out there and they need to kill other black people. That's why it's there. The same way now the government saw black people making money off weed when we couldn't get a 9-to-5 or whatever the case may be, or this was an avenue for us to make money. Now the government's taking it over. So guess what? Now that it's legalized and the government's taking it, all of you guys who sat there and said, hooray, guess what? That's money out of your pocket now. I'm not here to promote it, and I think it's stupid that you feel that that's what you need to do to put food on the table. But I understand as well, there are circumstances where you feel like your back is against the wall. And this is your only avenue to go about making money.
Yeah.
So I get the two sides of the coin. I get it. I just don't agree with it per se. And in all honesty, a part of me is happy that the government did legalize it so that some of you brothers out there who thought this was your only means to make money will now do a resume and get a job. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying with that in regard. But as far as Bloods and Crips go, it makes, just because of the color of your rag don't mean anything.
It's stupid.
It's really dumb.
When everybody else looks at you, you're just another black man, right? No one cares if you're Crips or Bloods. No one cares if you're from Nigeria or from LA. Like, you're just black. And this endless divide and conquer has been so successful since the last 500 going on 600 years for black people being enslaved and all of that.
I mean, a prime example already, not off the top of my head, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Mm. He was a member, air quote, of the Treyway Bloods. Mm-hmm. He went and snitched on just about everybody. Now look at his life. Mm-hmm. It's in shambles. Because he felt that he needed the credibility, and the only way to get it was to associate himself with gangsters and thugs.
Yeah.
And now when those gangsters and thugs smell blood in the water, for lack of a better term, no pun intended, mm-hmm. they're going to eat you alive. And he and Tekashi 6ix9ine, is before all of this, was just an innocent little kid, lost his dad, had problems growing up, didn't made his, and he, and everyone will tell you he was a good kid.
Yeah.
Everything that he was saying in his rhymes, he was never about. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the person who, Tekashi 6ix9ine is the character.
Allegedly, because we have no idea if these things are true.
Yeah, allegedly. But again, like, yeah. that's another person's life ruined because you need that street cred to be a hip-hop artist. You need to be hard. You need to run with Bloods or Crips or whatever the hell you need to run with.
And at the end of the day, it's all a trick, right? It just does not make sense. And with songs like these, it puts that in perspective, right? Because I don't remember who it was, because I do not listen to anybody born after the year 2000. I'm sorry. But one of those up-and-coming young rappers was saying how, you know, his mentors were not Tupac and Biggie and Jay-Z and Nas, like what we had. His mentors are Future and some other people, right?
Not to discredit those guys.
Not attacking Future.
Do your thing. But if I can't understand what you're saying,
you know,
I'll never understand it. Like, you just,
yeah,
have a whole bunch of gibberish with a nice sounding beat.
Yeah. So he was saying that those were his mentors in the industry, and that is why he raps about, again, bitches and this and that and scissor up and lean and whatever, right?
Which again is in the song that, you know, you feel like you, because you have all these things, you're rich, and the A&R and your label is all behind you saying, you know, you need to go in the club and get turned and throw money at people.
Yeah.
Like, it's a trick.
It's all a trick. And it just tells you who's really pulling the strings. If you look at the people who own these record labels and who own these artists, they're mostly white people, you know? But anyway, so my point was how hip-hop seems to have turned into something else, because these people are the ones that get pushed to the fore, and these people are the ones who are influencing the up-and-coming kids, right? But you still have people like Royce, people like Crooked, J. Cole, Kendrick, right? All of these people out there who are doing their thing. Joyner Lucas, who blows my mind every time that man gets on a mic. You know?
Yeah.
Controversial. Eminem.
Yeah, definitely. One of the biggest controversial guys.
My God. He has some issues.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
He has been very straightforward with that, those issues. And he's white. And he is still, you know, having an impact on black people and hip hop. Right? So it's like, people need to understand that there's layers to everything.
That's so funny you said, right? That, because Royce has an album called Layers.
Well, there you go. Right? There's layers to hip-hop. And what used to be mainstream hip-hop back in the 80s and 90s has now become the underground.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
The the preaching of, you know, togetherness and empowerment in hip hop, that has become the underground hip hop. And the mumble rap and the girls and the drugs and the crime has become the mainstream hip hop.
Because it desensitizes you. It makes you docile.
Right? And yes, that's a reflection of the society we live in. Right? Sure. We're seeing with he who must not be named as president of the states, we're seeing a huge increase in police brutality and murders of black men in America.
I mean, just look this morning on CP24 when one of the, is it Bernie Sanders? One of these guys, his main topic is, we're going to end the division that Trump has created. Mm-hmm. I said his name, but I don't give a shit.
I just lost a brain cell. Every time I hear his name, I lose a brain cell, so I stop saying his name. The orange guy. The orange guy in the States. Yeah. So anyway, you know, it's a reflection of the society, of course.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that that's all that people are going to talk about in their music. And these are the cases that we're making with these songs. So another part of Tricked that just...
I have a key part that I really want to get into.
We're probably going to say the same thing, but go ahead.
Say they're going to immunize them, they somehow get autism. Mm-hmm. Incriminate myself on record speaking on my life. Expect to receive blessings out here cheating on my wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not the part I was going to say. No. But yeah.
That part alone is very... It's been a debate forever with vaccines and stuff of that nature, creating autism into children and, mm-hmm. and people. And whether you believe it or not, you know, that's your own personal opinion. Me, for one, I'm not a big fan of vaccinations. Like, yes, go get what prevents Hep C and B and all of that. But the flu shot, I think, is a lie, because you can't stop yourself from getting the flu. It's forever evolving. Mm-hmm. I mean, in today's landscape with COVID-19, it's mm-hmm. another strain of the flu. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
Perhaps.
Well, we don't know what it is. But I'm spitballing here, and mm-hmm. it's the only common thing that keeps popping up every so often. Mm-hmm. And these are things you need to be aware of. These are risks that you need to be aware of.
Yeah.
Because now it's like... As a parent, even if you're becoming a new parent, which is, you know, the biggest part, do you go and get these every single vaccine under the sun without the prior knowledge of the risk that this could happen? These could be the side effects that could pertain to your newborn child.
And then this is, again, a sidebar, but this is the point. Like, this is how good hip-hop makes you think. It makes you question your society. It makes you question authority. It makes you become a critical thinker. It makes you criticize your own self and the things you believe to be true. Are they really true?
Because you know that, and again, you have people out here expecting blessings, but you're out there cheating on your wife. Mm-hmm. So he's letting you know karma is a real thing, and if you want the blessings to come to you, you got to do right. Yeah. To receive those blessings. You can't be out here kissing every random girl, like we said earlier mm-hmm. in this previous verse, that you're doing things like that and you're being disloyal and dishonest to your wife.
Yeah. Because again, they glorify that stuff. I remember in a Future song, he's like, if she catch me cheating, I'ma never tell her sorry. Like, what is that? Like, why are you saying that?
Yeah, like, why even say that?
What's the point of putting that in music for young kids to hear and be like, oh, yeah, it's cool, and I have to have all these girls, and I, you know, like, this is what, you know, he's talking about. He's directly commenting not only on society, but also on hip-hop, and also on the image that black men and women in the industry keep putting out there in these, you know, new age songs.
Yeah.
Like, we're destroying ourselves by thinking that hip-hop is about getting rich, about, you know, multiple women, about crime, about drugs. All of the jewelry, things he's talking cars, about in the song is all a trick. Like, that's not what it's about. And we are only hurting ourselves in the process.
Yeah.
Right? So the other line I wanted to talk about was from Crooked's verse, which, my God...
You can do his entire, his entire section was
verse.
His whole section was crazy.
It's just crazy. But he said, tricked into thinking your amendments really matter. The right to bear arms was only made for Grizzly Adams. That part. Right? No. The amendments part really matter. That part gets me because I keep having this conversation, even though, sidebar, in Ontario, there's a whole, you know, issue with the current government, provincially, right? The Ford government.
Yeah,
they are smashing laws left and right, cutting everything, destroying, you know, just everything that belongs to the public, education, healthcare, sanitation services, everything.
Just
right?
So you can have a buck of beer.
Yeah, for cheap beer.
And your weed brownies.
And weed and foolishness, right? So this part about the amendments, like I keep telling people, not because something is in the law makes it okay. There's an undercurrent of morality that is lost in this generation.
For sure.
Slavery was once legal for a very long time. It used to be legal to rape your wife because she's your wife, she belongs to you, you can't rape her. And there are still places in the world right now where that's legal.
Yep.
Right? So these amendments in the U.S. Constitution is what he's talking about, where people feel like, oh, but the law says, you know, we're all equal under whatever. Oh, but the law says, you know, we have the right to bear arms. Yeah. And then the next thing is, that was for Grizzly Adams, who I had to look up who that is, because at first I thought it was someone else. But it's actually some TV show character who used to have a pet bear. And if you think about grizzly, right? Grizzly bears. So that's just the science of crooked. But anyway, like, it's literally saying bear arms because this guy had a pet bear, but also guns and stuff was for hunting and for protecting yourself from these things.
Yeah.
Not to go around with your pants sagging and be packing and feel like you're a bad guy and feel like you're this tough guy and feel like you have a right to carry assault rifles about the place.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's a trick. It doesn't make any sense.
And all it does is perpetuate the problem.
Exactly. And then now, both white and black people feeling like it's their right to own a gun. You know, it's their right to be able to have all this ammunition all about the place. You know, their children are killing themselves and other people because they stumble on these guns, whether willingly if they're little kids. Unwillingly, if they're little kids, and willingly if they're older kids who are frustrated with, you know, bullying
just,
and whatever.
Yeah, just life.
Like, it's all a bloody trick. And the message in these songs are so powerful, and it just kills me that it all gets painted with this big brush that, you know, hip-hop is trash. Right? And that's kind of a good segue into the next song, Darkness. By Eminem.
For sure.
The whole thing about the Fifth Amendment with the guns.
Yeah.
Is it the Fifth Amendment?
I don't care.
Whichever amendment it is.
It needs to go away.
That's yeah. So you want to introduce that song?
So with Darkness now, this song hit home for me because not only because like I enjoyed it from an art form, because now he's rapping about two very different things within the same rhyme scheme. He's rapping about doing a rap show in front of millions of people, being nervous, loading up on alcohol and pills and stuff, and getting ready for the hecklers and all this other stuff. And then you have the other side of that song where it's like the same person is getting loaded on ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
All his rifles and things of that nature, the pills to help with his nerves so he can aim to kill the show,
mm-hmm.
to start spraying bullets at innocent people. He's got shots for all the hecklers.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're seeing two sides of a story with one rhyme scheme.
Yeah, it's super powerful. And again, we're gonna play a small part of it so you can hear what we're talking about.
Wait, is this the whole crowd? I thought the shit was sold out. But it's only the opening act. It's early, don't overreact. The something told me relax and just hope for the show to be packed. Don't wanna hit the stage before they fill each row to the max, cause that'd be totally whacked. You can't murder a show, nobody's at.
Yeah, so that's the duality, and that's what I really enjoy about Eminem's craft, right? Because he is able, and as an English teacher and as a person who loves literature and metaphors and all that, and I love to write too, like that's I love hip hop for that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole allegory of the show, right?
How do you keep doing that? That's Royce's new album name.
Really?
Yeah, the allegory.
Huh.
How do you, that's like, you're like two for two now.
Well, maybe I should do hip hop music.
Oh, Jesus. Don't even get started.
My bars would be so lame.
The Walford Way Records.
The flow just wouldn't. Anyway. Yeah. So the allegory of the show, right? Where the show, as Jamal was just saying, it's so hard for me to say his name because I have to call him babe or my brain short circuits.
Oh, I was like, why is she saying my name?
Yeah, like I really had to like fight to say your name just now.
I thought you were going to fight me. I was like, what did I do wrong?
So yeah, as he was saying, where the show is a literal show and the performer is literally Eminem getting ready to perform, working through his depression, working through his anxiety, drinking alcohol, popping pills, and the show of the Las Vegas shooter shooting up a real show. It's just amazing, right? And then the video, the visual as well, was
on point.
Astounding. Because again, you would never have guessed that that's what he's talking about until it starts to blend the two images of the performer and the real life shooter.
You know what's funny? Like when the album came out, remember, I was going to work that morning and I heard the song and I was like, song's all right. It doesn't really do nothing for me. I don't know why he would do a song like this, but it's all right. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the video and the impact that video had.
Yeah.
It was different from listening to the song by itself.
Yeah.
And honestly, I strongly advise anyone and everybody to go watch that music video, Darkness.
Yep.
It's really good stuff.
And it's so timely because, again, it's a commentary on He Who Must Not Be Named. In the States, it's a commentary on this whole issue of gun violence, all the mass murderers and murders that are out there happening day after day after day, which has greatly surpassed war-torn countries right now.
Yeah.
Right? The number of mass shooters in the States. Right? There's a graphic we can share on Instagram later. But it's just, again, the power of music and the fact that hip-hop at its core is not a joke.
It's really not,
right?
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes, you know, these artists get so passionate about their craft and to the point where it's almost getting too violent to defend it, because again, I think it was Tekashi who said this in an interview on Breakfast Club or one of those shows, and they were asking him about his lyrics and he's like, I just get in the studio and I just say whatever.
Yeah, whatever comes to
my mind. Yeah, whatever comes to my mind. Or, you know, like, they just rhyme random words. And there's this Canadian, what should I call her? Icon, Lily Singh, who has a late night show now with Lily. And she started on YouTube and she does a lot for empowering people of color because she's of Indian descent.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and women, and recently she came out as bisexual, so there's also that empowerment too. But even her, she did a parody of a Migos song.
Uh-huh.
And like the whole video was about how to make a Migos song.
Yeah.
And it was a Migos video. Get a flashy car, put on lots of jewelry, make random words rhyme together. And that video, it got her so many views and everybody loved it. And they're like, yo, this could be a real track. And yeah, on one side of things, oh, good on you, Lily. That's funny. Ha ha ha. She's a comedian. I get it.
But you don't know the damage.
But you
don't.
Exactly. You single-handedly perpetuate that idea that that's all hip hop is.
Yeah.
That it's just one big, you know, flashy,
glitz and
you
glam
know,
show.
Glitz and glam show, exactly. Yeah. You're showing off your stuff. You're showing off your chains. You're showing off your girls and your fancy cars that you rented for the video, you know.
And it discredits and the art form.
Exactly.
Altogether.
And unfortunately, it's something that she does a lot in terms of there are people in the black community who really don't like some of the things she does because of that, because it seems to water down and discredit a lot of things about black people.
Yeah.
But I won't get into that because I have mixed feelings about that, and we can talk about that another time. But it's just, again, hip-hop is so much more than that. And it, you know, like when you see how people study Beethoven and Mozart and classical music, and they talk about how, you know, that stuff helps develop babies' brains in the womb. And they talk about ballet, and they talk about these other, you know, white-dominated art forms. But when they talk about hip-hop, it's about how it's destroying the youth. Damn that rap music, you know, and the violence and the crime. But, and I'm getting emotional now for some reason.
You're so funny.
But, you know, it's just another example of how anything that is truly ours always ends up being seen as negative.
Yeah, for sure.
And we cannot only blame the other cultures, because we too
perpetuate the problem ourselves.
The problem sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so
I do want to touch on one important thing too with the Darkness song, and that's when we got to the end of the song, and the killer is now trying to say that, how would I, like, you're trying to figure out how would he obtain all these weapons and how would he get away with doing all of this? And it's just like, he had no prior convictions. He had no mental issues. There was nothing wrong with him. It was really just one bad day that he was having, or a bad week, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to take his problems out on everyone else. And you have the media continuing to say, this person has this mental issue, or this person is dealing with that mental issue. What if it was just a guy who said, enough is enough, you're going to feel what I feel?
Yeah.
That's not mental issues. That's anger and rage.
And hate.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
And putting a blanket over saying that he was probably sick in some way. What if he wasn't?
And what about all the people who are sick and don't go get a gun and shoot up everybody all the time?
So now, like, you have people with mental issues and people without, scared.
Yeah.
Listen, I suffered through depression. I suffered through a lot of mental issues and health issues that in one of our podcasts, I believe we did talk about it. And I'm better for it because I went and got the help I needed. Did I go around and start shooting up the schools? No. Did I kill people at rap concerts or whatever? No. I didn't do any of those things. But you have normal, regular citizens of everyday life picking up a firearms and saying, the hell with this. Everyone's going to feel it. Look what happened at the TDSB a few years back.
Yeah.
When that guy got in that van and started running over everybody.
Yeah.
Because nobody loved him and no girl wanted to be with him.
Yeah, he just got in a van and drove down Yonge Street right outside of the headquarters of the school board and killed so many people. The only reason he stopped was because, and this might be graphic, so if you don't want to hear this, but he said, because for some messed up reason, they decided to broadcast the interview with this guy on TV, which I think they never should have done. But anyway, he said the only reason he stopped, somebody he ran over had a drink in their hand and it splashed up on the windscreen and he couldn't see where he was going. That's why he stopped going. Can you imagine that? And he said that very calmly, you know, I don't care if he has mental health issues. I understand, but mental health issues are as normal as getting the flu, as breaking your arm, as getting pink eye. That happens to every human being.
We all go through it.
On different scales, just like how some people get cancer and some people don't. We don't start saying, oh, yeah, it's because she had cancer, why she blew up a school. No. So we need to stop this stigma of how, because of your mental health issues, it's okay for you to do these things and ignore the fact that it's because of the ease of access to weapons. That is why people are getting killed.
That's the only issue.
If they couldn't go and buy the gun, they would have had to do something else.
Exactly.
They might have just... I hate the idea of suicide, right? And I'm not saying that, but maybe that's all it would have been instead.
Yeah.
Instead of taking other lives with them, right? It could have been... There's just many different things it could have been if the person did not have that ease of access to guns and ammunition.
Exactly.
And again, the type of guns. These...
Military grade weaponry.
Rapid fire. It's called assault rifle for a reason.
Not a simple handgun. Whatsoever.
It's not, you know, something where you have to have only 6 bullets in it and you keep reloading every minute. You can go with 100 rounds. That's 100 lives you can take in
easily,
seconds.
Just easily.
Why should the public have access to that?
Exactly.
That's stupid. You don't need that to hunt animals. You don't need that to defend yourself from robbers.
Unless you're trying to kill a titanium bear.
I'm saying, even then, I'm pretty sure after 10, the bear is done. You know, so it's again how this music, you know, does these things in a way that we can't do on the news and we can't do on public radio or whatever. It's another channel to express these things, to reach the masses who can hear it. Right, and it's just a shame that, again, with everything that is made by black for black, it gets turned into something negative and something stupid and something less than and inferior than things that are made by other people.
You know? It's pathetic. Yeah. And I mean, we already compiled our own little list of songs that, you know, create awareness and speak positive. But you have people like that person you said on that show, I can't remember.
Lily Singh?
Yeah, you have people like that going on national television making fun of the art form.
Mm-hmm.
And easily, like, I can name... I grew up listening to DMX. Is he the best influence? Not by a long
shot. Hell no.
But there are songs that he has, like, Who We Be, Slip In, a few other songs that I can't name off the top of my head right now for some reason, that resonated with me. Because it wasn't like I was the only one who had these problems. There was someone else who did.
Yeah.
And he's telling, and again, even in his music, even like Mobb Deep, Nas, Jay-Z, The Lox, all these guys who rap about pistols, guns, women's, killing people, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it has to do with their life.
Yeah.
They're telling you their life. In any horror film that's really happened, like, let's say Saw, based on a true story, I don't see no one bashing him.
Yeah.
And he was mercilessly killing people for what? I don't know, because he thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You have things like Predator, Alien.
Yeah.
Those things are killing people, but it's okay. We don't make parodies and we don't discredit that movie art form.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we go after hip-hop and black culture when they're telling their stories from a very, very special place.
Yeah. And instead of looking at that as, okay, there's a problem that needs to be solved, we take it as, oh, there go those black people again. All they are is violent. All they
Our
think about is
hip-hop and their bookaloos.
Yeah, you know, like, it's disgusting. But on a final note, and we definitely are going to have a part 2.
Because this was way too long.
Yeah. On a final note... I think the message here that we will continue in the next episode is...
Subscribe to our podcast.
Is that hip-hop is more than guns and bitches and drugs.
Agreed.
And I use that word because obviously of the context. I don't endorse calling women bitches. I am a woman. I don't want
I don't dare call my wife that.
He would be dead if he did that.
And I'll fight anyone who calls her that.
Like, funny story, like, he thought someone called me that one time.
I dropped everything I was doing.
Yeah.
I went into kill mode.
Like, I had to, like, sit on him and hold him physically to calm him down, and that's not what they said. Breathe. So anyway, yeah, I don't endorse those things, but we just need, as a people, okay? Because our own people go around telling people that hip-hop is trash and don't listen to hip-hop and listen to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys instead.
I still like those music.
We're
going to a Backstreet Boy concert, for God's sake. Yeah,
so I'm just saying that we as a people, too, need to rethink and reevaluate. Go watch the Darkness video. Go watch the Tricked video. Listen to the lyrics. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about some other songs that you should definitely check out.
It'll be a little bit more lighter, less political, I guess.
It's going to be exactly as dark and political as this episode was.
I tried, guys.
So check it out. And as usual, we look forward to hearing your comments and your feedback. And, you know, share it with people. Talk about it to real humans. Don't just comment on Instagram and then go to sleep, you know. Yeah.
Offers out the room. Peace.